So it says here in my paperwork that you're here in purgatory because you actually are wanted as a test subject for human morality. Look, I wouldn't question it, buddy. It looks like you just slipped and bumped your head. You're gonna be all right, but you need to do the paperwork to get released back to your realm.
Oh, and there it is.
Oh my god, what does that mean? I don't understand.
Look, buddy, this isn't my first rodeo. You're not my first patient. Please, can I just do my job without having to explain the logistics of everything? It makes everything smoother and less of a headache, okay? Okay, see? Nice. Cooperation. I like it. You should see the faces of the believers when they take a look into my eyes. Hollering anything that scrambles into their mind, and it always comes out in complete word vomit. I get it. Scary, but you gotta be open to new situations and scenarios, you know? Not so closed off to the world. The good news that I have for you, buddy boy, is that you're just wanted for a reactionary experiment. To give you a quick rundown, you're not actually gonna remember any of this. When you wake up, you're gonna be a little dazed and confused, then look at your hands and then summarize that you slipped and bonked your head out cold for a couple of seconds. You'll stumble onto your feet, look around if anyone saw you because how embarrassing, and then probably cringe about it at 3 a.m. when you can't sleep and your brain plays back all that negative stuff that you really can't quite get over. Relax, buddy. It's just an accident. When you can giggle at stuff, then life gets a lot easier, but that's not for me to say. So, if you wanna just do me a favor and sit in that little chair for me? This is a thought experiment that helps our informants that operate in your realm. We are currently learning about new crazes and what it's providing for individuals. The newest craze, believe it or not, is ASMR. Yeah, I thought you'd react like that. Don't look embarrassed. It's kind of why we actually pulled you down here. We need a moralistic compass, so to speak. And for yourself and fellow, and I quote, tingle enthusiasts are being brought down in to tell us what this is all about. I've been working on this personally for around 4 months now, and honestly, my noggin can't quite wrap around it. It's fun though. Beats working on the other crazes. I was on slime for 2 years. 2 years, and I was trying to figure out your guys' obsession with it. It's squishy, and you can squish it. That is it. Oh. I'm gonna burst the blood vessel if I think about it too much. Sorry, please excuse me. So, I have all this equipment here to reproduce those tingles I've seen so much in videos. What I'll do is hook up these wires to you, and then we can get started. This one here, and one over here. I'm just monitoring your response and how your subconscious reacts. I will be able to tell if it's a heavenly tingle or a sinful tingle. Do you understand? A tingle that might bring up, I don't know, thought-provoking ideas? I think you'll understand as we progress. I will trial them for a little bit, so just listen closely. I'll be able to see if anything comes up all right. I do have a few to cycle through, and then I'll just let you drift back to your realm. This seems to offer more of a visual stimulation from my notes, but you never know. You could enjoy it just as much with your eyes closed.
is more related to direct interaction with you. Just relax and let whatever thoughts come to mind. Okay, you can either close your eyes or keep them open, but I'm afraid I'm gonna have to use both of my hands on the side of your head, okay? So I'll just be staring at you and making eye contact. My apologies if it's not for you.
Thank you.
That's all I need. You've been a great